This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And our guest this week is Chad Christensen, diesel fuels technical expert at CHS. We're talking about how to keep your equipment running at its peak during cold weather. So Chad, with winter settling in, that of course doesn't mean the work stops. So what happens to the diesel fuel in equipment when temperatures drop, and why does that matter?
Well, like you said, there's still a lot of work to be done, and winter comes with some of the most demanding conditions on equipment and fuel systems. And when the temperatures begin to drop, we see diesel equipment having issues starting, and that's really due to filter plugging. And so filters will plug either due to wax fallout in that number two diesel, or a small amount of water has frozen, and it won't allow that diesel to flow properly. And so a regular tank maintenance program can eliminate that water issue, and then seasonal blending with number one diesel and cold flow improvers should help eliminate that filter plugging due to the fuel gelling.
So when considering both cost and performance, what's the best way to determine the best fuel blend?
Well, I'd work closely with your local cooperative energy manager. They've got a really good understanding of the fuel's cold flow characteristics in their area. And so through their knowledge and experience, they will likely recommend a terminal blended product that eliminates that guesswork of DIY blending, which can be really costly if done incorrectly. And they would likely suggest a winterized premium diesel fuel like Cenex Wintermaster for those extreme cold temperatures during the heart of the winter, and then Ruby Fieldmaster seasonally enhanced for those late fall and early spring shoulder seasons.
That's Chad Christensen, diesel fuels technical expert at CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.